7 minutes past eight, Fiona Kelly is here again with It Says in the Papers.
Nikita Hand, the woman who won a civil case against Conor McGregor, which found that she had been raped by the former MMA fighter in a Dublin hotel in December 2018, is pictured on the front of most of today's papers. Conor McGregor also features in a number of pictures after his lawyers told the Court of Appeal yesterday that they would be withdrawing a claim alleging that Miss Hand was assaulted by her then boyfriend on the same day that she met Conor McGregor. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, which all lead with this story this morning, quote remarks made by Nikita Hand's senior counsel John Gordon, saying that his client had answered the so-called fresh evidence by saying that it was all lies, which he said had now been conceded. Mr. Gordon also said that his client was owed an apology and that the matter should now be referred to the Director of Public Prosecutions for perjury. The Irish Times gives front-page coverage to yesterday's arrest of George Gibney in Florida on foot of an Irish extradition warrant. The former Irish national swimming coach, who is now in his 70s, is expected to face more than 50 charges of historical sexual abuse. Gardaí reopened their investigation into the former swimming coach after a number of people made allegations against him on a BBC podcast 5 years ago. For its lead story, The Times reports on the row between the coalition partners over college fees. Yesterday's arrest of four men in Cork in connection with the seizure of drugs valued at more than €31 million generates the lead story in the Irish Examiner. And days of cheap food over as costs rise, shoppers warned. That's the headline over Charlie Weston's lead story in today's Irish Independent. The warning was issued by the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association. A row over the proposal to locate a new surgical hub for the Northwest in Sligo instead of Donegal generates Sarah McGuinness's lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. And the Belfast Telegraph leads with the appearance in court today of a 28-year-old man charged with the murder of 27-year-old Sarah Montgomery in County Down on Saturday. The Independent and Belfast Telegraph give coverage today to The Phone Box Babies, a new documentary which airs tonight on RTÉ Television about three newborn babies who were abandoned separately in different parts of the country and left without any clue to their identity back in the 1960s. The three siblings, Helen Ward, John Dowling and David McBride, were reunited for the first time during the ITV series Long Lost Family in 2020. Their birth mother had an affair over the course of almost 40 years with their father, a married man who had 14 other children. Both lived in Dublin and both are now deceased. Elsewhere this morning, Green Party TD Roderick O'Gorman has written a piece in today's Examiner about taking part in the Pride Parade in Budapest on Saturday, along with 200,000 other people, as an act of protest against Viktor Orban's anti-LGBT policies. Jack White has a story in the Times about how Dublin City Council has ordered the owner of an electric car in Ranelagh in Dublin to remove an unauthorised charging arm which he had installed in his front garden at a cost of €3,500. Because the house only has on-street parking, the arm is used to allow a charging cable to reach his car. And finally, while we're all well used to seeing the names of local businesses emblazoned on the jerseys of Irish sports teams, Dublin football club Bohemians have gone more rock and roll with the new partnership with Oasis. The band dropped a teaser video yesterday featuring another music icon, Paul Weller, and followed up with confirmation that the new jersey will be worn by players during their upcoming FAI campaign. Bo's CEO Daniel Lambert tells Sandra Mallon in today's Star that as a not-for-profit, fan-owned club, all profits from the sale of the jersey will be split between Bo's and two charities, Music Generation Ireland and Irish Community Care in Manchester.
All right, Fiona, thank you very much. 11 minutes past eight.